A Freilichen Lichtigen Chanukah. There's a story of Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach, the father of Reb Shlomo Zalman. He was in a shlichus in America, and this is 100 years ago, where most people in America, the matzav of Yiddishkeit wasn't azoy ki yidua, but there was a kvutza of Yidden, Tayr Choshev Yidden, that big oiv de Hashem. It was a kvutza, they called themselves the Malochim. And when Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach, a Yid from Yerushalayim, came to America, they requested from him, he should say a shmuz for them, to be mechazik them. So he told them, you call yourselves Malochim? And he asked them a shayla like this. He says, it says, Yaakov Avinu, after 14 years in Shem Ve'ever, 14 years of uninterrupted learning, he has a chaloim, and in the chaloim, he sees Malochim. He doesn't mamish see Malochim. In the chaloim, he sees Malochim. And on the other hand, he's by Lavon, base Lavon, not exactly a yeshiva, for over 20 years. And when he leaves Beis Lavon, then he's zoiche to see Malochim Mamish. How is it, Frecht Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach, that after 14 years in yeshiva, he only sees Malochim in a chaloim? And Dafka, after Beis Lavon, he really sees Malochim. So he said, the pshat is, and we can give a mashal, on Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur, by Kol Nidre, we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloilam Voed, we're like Malochim. We say it out loud, the Darg of Malochim. But on Moitzi Yom Kippur already, when it's Ma'ariv, then we already say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai, quietly. And the Shaila could be asked, Adarabba, when we're entering Yom Kippur, we're just after a Sudas Mafsekes, we're not hungry Bechlal, we're still mamish like Basar Vadom. On Moitzi Yom Kippur, after a full day of fasting, maybe then, Ulai, it should be appropriate to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai, like Malochim. So he said, he explained to this group of Malochim, he said, the Hagdorah that you're like a Malach, it depends where you're headed. It depends where you're going. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're entering into Yom Kippur, you're coming like Malochim. Not when you're leaving it. K'moiken, Yaakov Avinu just left Yeshiva for 14 years. But he's going to Beis Lavon. Then he only sees Malochim in a Chaloim. But when he's leaving Beis Lavon, but it's Nechsoif Nechsafti to go back to Yeshiva. Dafka then, you see Malochim Mamish. The Hainu, the geder and the darga that you have is where you're headed. I think this is appropriate. Mahadvorim matimim, Chanukah, in the middle of the winter, the light of Chanukah, the lichtkeit that it gives us a certain focus, a clarity, a behirus, where we're headed. In middle of a choshech, of a long winter, of a golus, and in the middle of taka, a long golus. And if you could speak specifically about this year, in the middle of this Corona situation, which is, it looks like there's maybe light at the end of the tunnel. The Beshefer is helping. But the pshat is that the light of Chanukah is supposed to give us that clarity of knowing where we're headed, where we need to get to. And of course, the behirus, the clarity that we need by Chanukah is to know not to have the shaychus with Goyim. We know the gezeira of Chanukah, sacha called the tumah, that they were worried that the shemen was tameh. It was tumas zov. Why to Mazov? Because Chazal had then been geyser that a goy is metamek Mazov. No, so be mevater on that gezerah. No, they weren't mevater. That's the ikr that they wanted, that there's a difference between a yid and a goy. V'hevdilonu. And that's what the light of Chanukah is telling us. Now, you know, Chanukah is smack in the middle of the year. There's interesting remez in the pasuk. You know, we say on Yom Kippur night, we say, May Erev Ad Erev. It's brought down in the Sfarim. There are 74 days. Ad is 74. May Erev Ad Erev. Ayin Dalad is 74. 74 days from Yom Kippur, from the night of Yom Kippur, May Erev Ad Erev, till the first night of Chanukah. Then there's again another 74 days till we're going to get ready to Purim and Pesach. Chanukah smack in the middle. But it's reminding us to catch that balance of clarity to move on and continue in our path in keeping stark. The light of Chanukah does that for us. It's very interesting. There's a remez, it says, right, it was mentioned by Yaakov Avinu, Ki yesholcha Esav Ochi, Usha'olcha leimor lemi ata. So I saw as far as it says, that's Rosh Tevis Elul. Usha'olcha leimor mi ata is Rosh Tevis Elul. What does that mean? Because an Elul is taka when you have the clarity. Lemi ata, whose side are you on? You know, it's black and white. It's not pushit. Whose side are you on? Im laba laba, im lashem lashem. Usha'olcha leimor lemi ata. Later on, Bemis, the pasuk says, ki lule hismamonu, ki ata shavnu zepamayim. It says by Yosef and the brothers. Lule is Elul. Aber ki lule his mamanu ki at the shavnu ze pamaim. This farm explained, Adar is the same bechin as Elul, but Adar, sometimes you get two Adars. So it's, if you miss Mameya and Elul, you can get it in Adar Pamayim. That's at the two edges of it. But Chanukah is dafka when we're in the middle. It's far away from Elul at that end. It's far away from coming back to the Chagim of the Geula at that end. Smack in the middle. We need that light, the oyer, the clarity. I heard once a misquote from a memra, from a Chachmei Umes Ha'olam. You'll understand the memra. It's, give me clarity or give me death. That's not the real way it was said, but the pshat is a person needs that clarity, that behirus, to be able to forge through the dark gullus of the winter. There's a gevaldike medrash, everyone knows it, but to bring out the derher of it, the famous medrash, the medrash says that Yosef Mishisa was a Rosha, and when they broke into the Beis HaMikdash, they sent him in, and b'chutz b'gedoyle, b'azus, he went in and he took the menorah out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they sent him in that he could take something. He comes out with the menorah, they say, no, this is for the melech. You can go in a second time, now take something for yourself. And he said, no, I'm not going in. They said, no, you can go in, take something else. He said, no. They said, we're going to punish you. No, we're going to kill you. He died al Kiddush Hashem. What happened? Me'ikora Maikasover, the Hashto Maikasover. Where's the Mahapecha in Rabbi Yosef Mishisa? In Yosef Mishisa. The Pshat is, there's different Nuschois, but Klapi, the way we're touching it up, the Menorah did it for him. The Oyer of the Menorah could make a Mahapecha of clarity, of suddenly realizing who you are. Lemi'ata, whose side are you on? Getting that clarity. Now it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer writes, we light Chanukah Menorah dafka when it gets dark, by Shkia, or by Tzeisak Yechavim, dafka when it's dark. Because dafka when it's dark is when you can get the clarity of the light. But I hear once of the hair, interesting Shaila. If you would describe Tahara in a color, which color would you say it is? So people say white or clear. It says the Kehanim start eating Truma, Mishosh, Kehanim, Nechnosan, Lechel, B'Trumosan is dafka by Tzeisak Yechavim. Dafka when it's dark. So I heard once a Taich, because you know what the color of Tahara is? Black. Doesn't have to be. White is also good, but black is good. The ikar, not gray, not unclear. As long as you're clear, it's distinct. Whether it's black or it's white, but you have it klar. Lemi ata. Where are you? And to whose side are you on? The Ezer Hashem, the licht from Chanukah, Shetaka, give us that behirus to forge on and be able to be zeicha until we take see the Oyer HaGodol. A lichtig in Chanukah.